You are listening to a summary of Welcome to Zuckerworld, an article by Bryant Urstadt and Sarah Fryer.
Forget texting, emailing, or chatting on social media. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg wants you to communicate via virtual reality, VR. Bloomberg Businessweek journalists Bryant Urstadt and Sarah Fryer interview Zuckerberg and his dedicated Oculus team, the people making the future for VR. Their goal is to connect 7 billion people across the world, revolutionizing communication. They must overcome numerous technical hitches, but they have plenty of funds, vision, and commitment, so anything seems possible. Yet Abstract recommends this article to anyone with an interest in the future of communication.
In 2014, Mark Zuckerberg bought Oculus, a virtual reality, VR, company. For $2 billion. Oculus produces the Oculus Rift headset, which provides a full immersion audio-visual experience. It's currently a sophisticated gaming interface, but Zuckerberg has plans for it to become a new way of watching movies and sports. He hopes it will connect 7 billion people across the globe. The Oculus Rift has several major issues to overcome. It needs to boost resolution, improve eye movement tracking to provide more focal depth, and increase the 90-degree view of the current lenses to the 110 degrees that human eyes see. Given that vision happens in the brain, the Oculus team is also asking questions about perception that science hasn't answered yet. It's no longer enough to avoid motion sickness, it must provide a seamless illusion that connects people as if they were meeting in real life. Another challenge is that few experts work in the specialized technical fields that make up VR, in part because many of them quit when the first wave of VR failed in the 1990s. Improvements will require a significant investment, but Zuckerberg is prepared to build a massive research facility and spend years on its development. He has been interested in VR since childhood and views it as the next step in the progression of online communication from text to images and then to video. Eventually, people will use VR to share their experiences directly. Oculus Chief Technology Officer John Carmack foresees mobile phones as the natural platform for users to adopt VR. An example is Gear VR, a low-cost Oculus headset with a Samsung phone mounted inside, on which users can play Microsoft's new VR game Minecraft. For the first time, Zuckerberg will create a tangible product, one with the potential to become a part of people's everyday lives. It may even achieve legendary status and become a collectible. It's a different legacy from the code that makes up Facebook. He plans to keep the hardware manufacturer in-house, which presents an immense challenge. Palmer Luckey, inventor of the original Oculus prototype, is confident the team has a shared vision that will keep it ahead of competitors such as HTC Vive, Sony PlayStation VR, and Magic Leap. Zuckerberg has confirmed Facebook is in it for the long haul.